Leah Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So today on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show, I have come along to Leah Fitness. If you're not familiar where Leah Fitness is, it's in the Montpellier area of Harrogate, beautiful turquoise green building. I'm here with Elise. Hello, Elise.
Hi, Beth. Nice to see you again.
And today we're talking about something a little bit different. We've talked about all sorts of things in the past. We've talked physio, we've talked Pilates, we've talked fitness classes. What is it that we are discussing today?
Well, I thought we'd chat about our Pink Ribbon Pilates program that we do, Beth. I'm aware that October is obviously your Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that is a really brilliant facet to our services that we provide here at Leah Fitness, which not everyone's aware of. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah. Why is that different from just doing Pilates, you know, ordinarily?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So it very much depends on what stage the person is at in terms of their diagnosis and rehabilitation. So we will do Pilates with breast cancer clients who maybe have just found out about their diagnosis. They might still be going through treatment, so they might be still having radiotherapy and chemotherapy. Or a lot of the clients are post having breast surgery, along with the associated surgeries that go with it. So they might have some restriction in their arms in terms of their movement. So if you think of maybe your traditional hour-long Pilates classes, a lot of which are lying on their tummy and using maybe some resistance bands or a few more challenging strength exercises, that's just not going to be appropriate for these clients because they probably don't have the full movement in their arm, but they're also going to be lacking that strength, and it might be not be appropriate to push them with strength work.
I presume it might hurt as well.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention, if they are still going through any kind of chemotherapy and radiotherapy, there's going to be a very big fatigue element with that as well. So particularly all the treatments and a lot of the medications that you need to be on during cancer treatment, it makes everyone really, really tired, really quite stiff, achy joints and things like that. So an hour-long class isn't really going to be feasible for them. So what we started doing off of the back of a program in America was this Pink Ribbon program, which are half hour classes, and the idea is people can either come twice a week or they can come once a week, and they ideally attend the program for 12 sessions, and within those 12 half hours we have phases of progressive exercises to get their movement better, kind of get the confidence back a little bit better. And because it's just half hours, we tend to manage the fatigue a lot easier, so we can break it into chunks to build them back into exercise. I find one of the biggest things is that women will have lost quite a lot of confidence in what their body's able to do, and trust in what they can push the body through. It's knowing what feels okay to do and what feels normal through treatment and whatever. So we find that that kind of phase in with half an hour suits them a lot better.
I presume it's still very important to exercise and to get your body, as you know, as fit as it can be.
Yeah, well, that's the really exciting thing at the moment. There's tons of research coming out now about how exercise can actually, I won't go into detail, but exercise can actually have implications on tumour growth. Certainly, we know through a lot of evidence in terms of the psychological benefits of exercise and the endorphin production and you feeling better and reducing fatigue and all that kind of thing. For me, one of the big benefits we find is people being able to attend a session that isn't necessarily part of their cancer treatment at the hospital. It's somewhere, particularly with somewhere here at Leah, it's somewhere that is kind of a normal facility, if that makes sense. It's not associated with their cancer. It's a more normal gym, more regular. They could put back into their routine, get a bit of structure in their life again, put some exercise in, meet some new people. And it just, for me, it's providing a really nice stepping stone for them kind of getting back to life, if that makes sense.
And I know you as well have had quite a few links with Harrogate Hospital. You're very keen on saying that it's not in the hospital, it's not part of treatment, but you have got some really strong links in Harrogate.
Yeah, we started off, I met with a lovely team at Sir Robert Ogden Centre. They've been fantastic in helping promote the services. So we get a lot of referrals through them, and the staff at Harrogate Hospital have been really supportive of it as well. So we're getting a lot of clients through that side of things in terms of referral while people are going through treatment. And then we're also getting a lot of brilliant word of mouth as well of people saying, oh, I've been to this, you should really go. One of the benefits of our 12-week program at the moment is it's actually free for people to attend, and it doesn't matter what stage in their breast cancer journey they are. So some people we've had maybe 5 or 6 weeks post-op, whereas some of them maybe 3 years post-op, and they just want to learn a bit about Pilates and they've never got back into any exercise. And the beauty is, because these classes are run by us as physiotherapists, they know we've got that standard of qualification to look after the clients that soon post-op and actually be able to constructively advise them in conjunction with what they're getting through the hospital about what they can and can't be doing and what's safe for them and what's normal.
And there may be a few people that will have heard, if they are have cancer themselves, or if they are caring for somebody, or it's a loved one, there's an event in Harrogate, which is happening on the 16th of November. It's organised by Yorkshire Cancer Research, who we've also heard on the show tonight. You are going to be there.
We are, yeah. We're really excited to be part of it. So we're doing two Pilates sessions with a bunch of the people who are attending. So people have booked in already to participate in that. So we will be there with our stand and really looking forward to chatting to people about the programme. Because the other really exciting thing is I'm actually doing a qualification at the moment. At the moment, the programme is technically restricted to breast cancer clients, and we're getting a lot of interest from people saying we'd really love you to do more kinds of cater for more types of cancer, particularly your colorectal cancers and anyone affected with abdominal surgery. So come the end of this month, thankfully I'll be qualified to actually teach Pilates to all forms of cancer. So that's a facet to our service we're really excited about developing.
So if people are there are probably people listening that think, I've never even heard of this, I didn't know this was possible, how do they get involved? Do they just come to you, or do they need a referral? How does it work?
No, they can just contact Lea Fitness. They basically get a free half-hour assessment. We might decide in that half-hour assessment, and it's with one of us videos, we might decide that maybe the class isn't appropriate for you because you have certain restrictions that maybe need a bit more one-to-one attention, which again we can discuss. Or we might decide, actually, you're too well. We can give you some advice about getting into some of the mainstream Pilates classes. So you get that free half-hour assessment anyway, so all you have to do is call up, ask for a pink ribbon assessment, or an appointment with the physios, and we can suss it out from there. And then when you come to the appointment, we'll explain more about how the classes work, what times they are, all that kind of thing, and we can go from there.
Well, Elise, thank you very much for having us. People can find all your contact details if you just Google you, Lea Fitness Harrogate, L-E-A-R.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Lea Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.